Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name is Gary Stevens. We're continuing today, once again, with the subject, Led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And we're doing topics number 15, which is the Holy Spirit brings things into your remembrance. Topic 16, the Holy Spirit and the Word agree. And topic 17, the importance of renewing your mind. Let us go to John chapter 16, verse 13. And it reads, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. The Holy Spirit passes God's message onto your spirit, either by an inward witness first, or by the still small voice of your conscience. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come, and the Holy Spirit will show you, and he will bring things to your remembrance if you learn to operate with and cooperate with him. All of God's leadings are supernatural. Some, however, are not spectacular. It is important that we renew our mind with the Word of God, because that's what the Word of God says. When you get born again, God renews your spirit, but your mind is not renewed. And God says that we are to renew our mind by the Word of God. When the Word of God is on the inside of our spirit man, then the Holy Spirit can bring to our remembrance the Word of God to cover each and every situation. Topic 16, the Holy Spirit and the Word agree. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, test all things, hold fast to what is good. The Word of God and the Spirit of God agree. Why? Because the Word of God is Christ Jesus. It must agree. When the Spirit of God speaks to you, it will always be in line with the Word of God, because the Word and the Spirit always agree. You can judge whether revelations are right or wrong simply by judging them by the Word. We are not to seek voices. We should not follow voices. We should follow the Word of God. We are not to accept anything without examining it in the light of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, as I've said before, and the Word of God agree, because they are all one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are all one, a triune God. But it also says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, or Christ was in the beginning with God and was God. Therefore, it's important for every believer to understand that the Holy Spirit will never go against the Word of God or contradict the Word of God. They will always agree. When you receive a word from anybody or any situation, check it with the Word of God. And what I would suggest that you take that word or the prophetic word that someone gives you and put it up on the shelf for the time being. In other words, leave it alone for the time being. And let the Holy Spirit talk to you about that word, and he will confirm to you whether it's of God or it's of a person. Topic 17, the importance of renewing our mind. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. If you are a born-again Christian and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, your inner man has the Holy Spirit in fullness, not in a measure. It is not the inward man that wants to do the wrong, but the outward man or the flesh. If you continue to allow your flesh to dominate you, you will continue to miss it. If you do not get your mind renewed with the Word of God, you will continue to miss it and do those things that you want to let go. Until you renew your mind with the Word of God, your unrenewed mind will continue to dominate your spirit. And this will keep you in a baby state or in a carnal Christian state. That's why God says to renew your mind with the Word of God. God wants your mind renewed to think the way he thinks and to do things the way he does things. Turning now to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, and it reads, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, or to babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are strife and envy and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? When your mind is renewed with the Word of God, then your mind will side up with your spirit man and not your flesh. Therefore, it's important to understand if your mind is not renewed, your mind will side up with your flesh, and that God does not want that. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. If we have the divine nature in us, our spirit will tell us what we're doing something wrong. Therefore, it is important to have your mind renewed by the Word of God, so the Holy Spirit can go to the references of the Word of God that you've put into yourself. We have the responsibility of putting the Word of God on the inside of us, not God. God's done everything else except that. He says that we are to have our minds renewed by the Word of God, or by the washing of the water of the Word. Then, as our minds are renewed, we start to follow the ways of God and not the ways of the world. The next part coming up will be part 8, and we're dealing with the topics 18, looking for guidance, and 19, receiving through prophecy. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today through this topic or the subject. I look forward to being with you in the next one, and thank you and God bless.